Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, gorgeous, amazing, fabulous people. I'm home. I'm home. Oh, it's so nice to be home. Been traveling for 6 weeks, and it's nice to be home. So, as always, when Creation Station, which happens the end of this month, starts ramping up, I don't know what happens, but we open up all these portals of information that start coming in, and boy, it's make sure you read the e-blast tomorrow. All of you are going to really relate to that e-blast and want the information in it. You know, and guys, I have to tell you, things are happening so fast, and energy and new information is coming in so quickly that if you're not up on the webinars and you're not reading the e-blasts and listening to the shows, you know, you're going to miss some pockets there. So just FYI, just the information I'm throwing out. We are getting ready to start the Gratitude of Self-Love program. My God, you guys, if you haven't done it or you haven't done it for a while, you want to do this program. Self-love is the basis for all creation. If you don't love yourself, why are you going to give yourself everything that you want? You're not. So our first webinar is, I believe, Tuesday night. I've already answered most of the personal emails that you get in this program around what you need to align for self-love. So we're ready to go. If you're even slightly inclined, follow through on that impulse. I spent Thursday, Friday in Nashville. I went down, all the ET group went down to help Tommy Howell and do a show with him. C. Thomas Howell was one of the boys, and now he's a country western singer. And in the middle of his sets of songs, we had a nice Q&A with the boys and myself and his dad, who did Cujo with me and Secret Admirer with Tommy and I. His dad is one of the top stuntmen in the business, and was stunt coordinator on Cujo. So it was great to see him and exchange some stories that we both had about working together. And like everything, one of the biggest things I came away with was this beautiful guy backstage who was part of the program, and he was singing us some little songs while other things were going on. One of them moved me so much that I'm going to use it in Creation Station. And that's why I just want to invite you all to be aware. Wherever you are, the universe is talking to you. Wherever you go, the universe is talking to you. I had enough time in my room because I, dear God, again, they picked me up at 4:30, I think, on Thursday. So I had a lot of time in my room to do work and just got to some really huge stuff, not the least of which is the statement I am getting ready to give you. So everybody get a pencil and paper, because this is a really, really important new claim. Okay, here we go. I am creating the new IDF pattern of the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the use of my power of creation. I will read it again. I am creating the new IDF pattern of the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the use of my power of creation. This is a culmination of a lot of work that I was doing around something for myself. And basically, it was all about, we are afraid to be God because we remember other lifetimes where mankind rose to the pinnacle of its power and we lost our soul. Now, the soul in creation is the feminine. And you can see that a lot of that's kind of going on today. We're losing our soul around loving each other, respecting each other, accepting each other. So the masculine is taking over the creation process and forgetting that it is and must be the balance of masculine and feminine energy. And that is what the new AI thing is all about. Because another piece of information that will go on into really quickly that came in is that AI isn't energy. It's a construct of energy. It means it needs another mind to create itself. And you can't capture a soul. Okay, we're going to balance all that, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Okay, we are going to go to the callers, and we are going to start with Kirk in Long Island. Whoops. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hey there. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like I said, yeah. Big stuff coming in.
I just got such a wave of energy off you as you said that. Like tingly, spacey in a good way.
Yeah. Me too when it came in. I mean, what I just summed up for all of you is 2 days of information and working through that information. It's it's pretty phenomenal, and it's really big, and we can really affect if all of us, through love, remember the soul, claim that statement and direct the energy through that statement. We can shift things. Just this community.
The what does the IDF stand for?
Intrinsic Data Fields. And I'm going to do, the next webinar is going to be on IDFs. And I can't do it till July, guys. I'm just going to take care of my feminine. And, you know, I have my daughter's big shower this month. I have so much going on. I've got Creation Station at the end of the month. So that will be the next, it's not posted yet, that will be the next webinar in July. Okay, what was your question that you called in for, Kirk?
It got shifted a little. My question is, how does this new claim pertain to my current flow?
Well, it pertains to all of our current flow, because when you start moving into the creation process, it is natural human inclination to push things, to bring the masculine forward, to make them happen. You see, Kirk, you want to create in the business side just like you create in the art side. All
yes.
of us think that in order to create the business and the success, we have to flip over into our masculine side of our brain and not use both. But the real empowerment of creation is when you use both in every aspect of your creation.
Got it.
Do you see where you kind of leave the feminine, the creative, when you go into the business stuff?
Not specifically at the moment, but energetically, yes.
Okay,
and
maybe you need to bring in more of the masculine. You see, it's got to be a balance of both of those. Yeah, I get a yes on that, Kirk. Bring in more of the masculine in your business. But don't leave the feminine. The balance is what we're going after, guys. Okay?
And
yep.
And the myriad of congratulations on all sides, and give my best to Gabby.
I will.
And a new family. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, thank you. Woohoo! Bye, honey. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, those of you that have been with me a long time still know her as Gabby. She rolls her eyes every time I use that name. Mother, I'm Gabrielle. Whatever. Ryan, what's up, dude?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. Shocker, huh?
Well, no surprise you're at home. I was wondering, at the first night of Creation Station, if you'd be willing to help me celebrate my departure from the casino industry.
From the what?
My departure from the casino industry.
Oh, you're leaving finally.
Yes.
Wow. That is a huge step for you, Rye.
It is.
And how did this come about, and what are you doing?
Well, it kind of came about because just before my Alaska cruise, they decided to switch my schedule and change it so I no longer had Saturdays off. Gave me Sundays off instead. I wasn't particularly keen on that, but I thought, okay, I'll give it a try. So I gave it about 3 weeks and decided I don't like that. So I decided that's what I'm going to do is depart. And so I'm going to be doing my real estate photography
Get
my books in.
Great. Great, great, great. Which is what you really want to do, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and absolutely, just remind me, will you please, the day before, because literally starting about the Monday before Creation Station, I'm pretty much in the channel all the time, as you know. But this is going to be a really interesting Creation Station, because it's all about breaking down exactly how to do the work so that you guys can start taking it out into the world and hopefully making money also. You know, it's time for this work to get out there and expand exponentially. So just remind me, okay, my friend?
I will.
All right. Can't wait to see it. Bye-bye. And congrats, Ryan. You've been trying to make that move for a long time. Congrats. All right. Let's see. Miss Katie in New York, you be on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, baby. What's up?
I am ready to attract and create love. And I'm feeling really good, and I'm just wondering, is there like a block to receiving it, or
well,
is it
we've been working on this
change
for
around?
A while. You've been asking about this for a while, and when you said you're ready to attract it, it goes yes, no.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, because I tested myself and it said yes. So okay. Uh huh.
Okay. So there's two things you need to bring into alignment. This page here. Okay. You need to accept yourself more, just the way you are.
Okay.
Because if you don't accept you, if you're judging you in any way, you will attract people who are judging you in relationships, which is not what you want. So that's
okay.
Number one. Number two. I don't know what I want. Dear God. Katie, I'm going to smack you right between the eyeballs because I love you so much. Sit down and make a list of exactly what you want. Well, there's two things that are not on there.
Okay.
Okay. Is good health on there?
Like for me
or
the guy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, so
okay.
It's okay if you attract somebody who's going to die in a year?
Okay. I wouldn't even think to put that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's the other thing?
Well, it's about money.
Okay.
So what do you want in a mate in regards to money?
I want him to be wealthy and happy.
Okay. So I'm going to talk this through for everybody. So it's okay if he's wealthy and happy like a narcissist who takes advantage of a lot of people?
No.
Okay. So you want someone who's wealthy and happy and in a high moral standard.
Okay.
That was missing. Now, you add those things to your list, and then you go down your list and go, okay, am I a match to that, or do I have some work to do? Am I a match to that, or do I have some work to do? Because the more you're in tune and alignment mm-hmm. with what you want, the more it can find you. Do you understand?
Yes, yes. And I like that you pointed out the, I thought with acceptance and receiving, because I'm like, I know I'm like, I'm saying that I'm open to receiving money, I'm open to receiving love, but I didn't think about, I guess, with myself. I just was thinking more with somebody else. So when you pointed that out,
well,
okay,
but baby, if you're not going to accept it for yourself, how can you accept a partner that's going to bring that into your life for you? You see?
No, yes, I get that, but I'm just saying I didn't realize, I guess, maybe it's with judgments or something that I'm not being loving, right? I'm not being loving
yep.
to myself. So.
That's why
okay.
self-love
the link.
Is the yes. first thing that must be in place for creation. All right, you got it. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go get that hunk, baby cakes. Vicky, what's up?
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. And, you know, when you were talking about soul, that is, I think that's what's going on with why I'm calling. I tweaked my back on Tuesday. I've been in a lot of pain. I went to the doctor. Nothing's broken. I'm taking ibuprofen and Tylenol, which I haven't taken for like 10 years.
Stop, yeah. Because this is going on with so many people, including me with my sciatica, which mm-hmm. is a lot better. Oh, my God. It's so in-depth to go into. But basically, all right, everybody down all the shit you're doing and really listen here because this is important. In our health, we have to know in everything, but right now our health is up. We have to unequivocally know that I am the creator. And we have not wanted to know that around our health because when we see that we actually do heal ourselves and we can claim, yeah, I am the God of me that healed me, we are scared to death that we will understand our power so much that we will lose our soul again and become a machine. I know this is a lot of shit to throw at you guys. It was literally two and a half days of working through stuff. So, Vicky, you test. I know you test. What do you get when I say that?
You mean with my pendulum?
Yeah.
Well, I'm lying in bed right now. I can't move around very well, so I can't get to my pendulum, but...
All right, go to your heart. It's the same thing.
Okay.
So just go to your heart, get out of your mind, go to your heart, say, is this a true statement? What do you hear?
My soul is in pain because I've been working on an environmental project about climate change. I'm just sad about the plant.
Okay, is that good? Yeah, no, it's fine. Everybody cries with me. That's cool. That tears usually represent the truth, guys. I know that as an actress. So, Vicky, my question to you is that going to freaking help the planet for you to be sad about
no.
it?
No.
Well, stop it then.
I know, I'm trying to get out of this funk.
No, you're not trying. Don't use that word with me
do
anymore,
it.
You
I,
guys.
I have to do it. Yeah.
As Yoda said, do not try, master, do.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So, if we do not except redirecting that fear and knowing that we can absolutely have the balance of masculine and feminine energy as the great creators that we are, then our bodies are going to shut down and keep us from getting there because we're in too much fear to get there. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you have to walk into your power.
Yeah.
And you can't even get out of bed. I want to show you the metaphor energetically around what's going on. So this month, well, it started a couple of months. I could see how powerful I was through everything I was creating, just bringing in things, dropping in money, dropping in opportunities, dropping in. And that's when my back started hurting.
Yeah,
now,
I remember.
Physically, they're saying that it comes from me falling off a horse.
Huh.
Okay, so let's look at that metaphor. I'm free. I'm on a horse. He's running down the beach, and I fall off. I'm in my joy. I can't control it, and I fall off.
Right.
And that's metaphorically what's happening. I think an osteopath is going to help you a lot more than a chiropractor if you have
okay.
a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never been to one before, but I will look into that.
Well, my osteopath has saved me and most of the people in my family in one way or another.
Okay.
Okay, they don't like me to use the word saved. He allowed us to physically fix what energetically we had created.
Okay?
So call in the highest osteopath. An osteopath is a licensed physician, okay? He's a regular doctor. Okay? Call in the highest one for the situation your back is in. And he's going to help you a lot more if you start feeling into this statement. Because ultimately, Vicki, you're the creation of a back that feels great. And you're the creation of a planet that is healthy and happy. But not if you're sad for her. That's an oxymoron, and you know it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I do.
Love
how
resilient she is. Love how great a creator this planet is. Love how the animals and the plants keep... Whenever I go on my walk, I made a little rhyme and I say, thank you for the birds and the bees and the fishies and the seas and the flowers and the trees and everything that keeps this beautiful planet in balance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Go there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Vicki. Feel better, baby.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much for everything. I appreciate all you do.
You bet, sweetheart. Love you. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, I heard that. I heard you love me. Cindy in Pennsylvania, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if your channel has any help for me on pain. I guess I fit in with some of your other discussions there.
You bet.
I have I have arthritis in the top of my feet from Lyme disease, and now my shoulders are really bad, and I'm hoping it's just bursitis. But can your channel shed light on my creation of this pain and options to change it?
Yes. The first thing that came in is you stiffen up when you go to move into your own creation, into your own power. You stiffen up instead of allowing yourself to flow. Do you understand? And again, it's the fear of being too powerful. Guys, if we believe in what we're doing here, we direct energy. And energy must follow direction. That's the basis of all this work.
Right.
So what you want, Cindy, is ease and flow, right?
Yes.
You want ease and flow in your body. You don't want to get rid of the arthritis.
Oh. Okay. Okay,
and
makes sense.
And you don't want to keep saying, I have this because of the Lyme disease. It doesn't matter why you have it. It only matters that you know that you are the God of you that can create ease and flow in your feet and your body.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any higher guidance or information? No. That's the highest information the channel can give you.
Okay.
But now you need to put it to work. Now, guys, how many of you are actually following through on what I gave you 2 or 3 weeks ago around writing out what you want, putting it up on Post-its, and saying it as many times a day? And again, I must honor Dana Wiles. This is where I got that information. In 72 hours, she's a top brain trainer. You can literally shift the synapse in your brain. So, Cindy, I want you to start. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I feel so good. I'm in flow. And everything's just ease and flow. I'm walking so easily, and my little tootsies and my shoulders feel so great. Oh, my God, I just love this. I love feeling this great.
Okay. I will do that. Yeah.
Well, you can't do it from the energy you're in right now. You have to do it from the energy of love and knowing it's possible.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Thank you so much for your help.
You are welcome, baby Kate.
Have a great day.
Keep me posted, will you?
Okay. Thank you.
No, I'm serious. Please email me and let me know how it's working for you. Okay.
All right. I will. Thank you.
Because I want to encourage all of you to expect your power in this. Claire in Nebraska, what's up?
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Pretty fab. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to give you a quick update and then also ask a question.
Okay.
So since our private session in March, two of my creations have come in. My apartment relet. Yeah, my apartment relet is all done and taken care of, and I also have a great summer internship. So thank you so much for all your help with that.
Oh, Claire, that's amazing. Pat yourself on the back, baby. Good creation. Woo!
Yeah, those are definitely huge.
Yeah, they are. And what's your question?
Yeah, so I met a really great guy last month, but he doesn't match my creation description in just one key area. So I'm wondering, is this my creation coming to fruition, or is this just not?
It is your creation coming to fruition and your opportunity to get clear about what you want to add. So where does he not match it?
He lives pretty far away. And one of the key things in my creation is I don't want to do long distance ever again.
Oh, well, you see, you never write down what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
You never hold in your energy what you don't want, because then you attract it.
Yeah, I think I wrote down, like, lives in my city.
Okay, but what you just said is, I made a determination that I was never going to have a long-distance relationship again, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so consciously, that's what you were looking for. So I get that he is a really good match for you, and there are plenty of people that are great matches for you. So why don't you just say, well, I want everything he is, and I want it here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he'll move. You don't know how the universe is going to work it out. Or
that's
somebody else will come into your life that matches everything.
Yep.
You know, guys, you have thousands of soulmates out there. So make sure you get what you want, okay? Okay.
Thank
just
you.
A little lesson in getting clarity. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
One of the big things that I created in my acting world, I got everything and I forgot to put great working conditions. And they sure weren't. Boy, did I learn from that one. Susan in Niagara Falls, what's up, baby?
Well, I wanted to ask you about a physical thing. I know you don't do physical, but I, for the last few months, have felt like I'm not like my head's not attached to my body. Like, and I talked to
Susan, I've got your answer already. It's
all right,
because you keep going back and forth and back and forth. I want to be my powerful creator. I want to depend on other stuff and escape my reality. I want to be my powerful creator. Oh, no, I just want to veg and escape my reality. And that's what's going on. So you have to decide.
Okay. I also, I got a lot of a lack of energy and imbalance when I get up. I'm fine when I'm sitting. When I get up to do stuff, my energy is like zero and my balance is off.
Well, that
is that the same?
I'm not a doctor. That
I know.
Sounds like an indication of blood pressure to me. Oftentimes, I'm just saying some things that I know from my own life, that sometimes when I would get up too quickly or get up at night, I would lose my balance and fall. This is way earlier when my blood pressure was up, because my blood pressure would drop when I got up. And that made me off balance. So I definitely would check with your doctor about that. Are you still drinking, Susan?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No. Definitely, I made a mistake, and I'm never going to go back to that ever again.
Okay,
ever.
But you have to give your body time to detox and balance out.
Okay. I talked with my nutritionalist and told her how I was feeling. And she told me, she says, it's your cerebellum that's not getting energy. And she gave me, showed me a supplement. I'm taking the supplement, and I am starting to feel more in my body now.
Yep.
I'm not.
I get a yes on that. I would also check with your doctor and just have him check your blood pressure.
Yeah, I don't actually see a regular physician. I don't particularly like the regular medical world. But
well, okay, guys, again, you know, we created the regular medical world to help us while we are learning that we are the creators of our own health and wellness. So there are times when they absolutely are our best and highest choice until we actually learn. Okay,
right,
babe,
and
you got your answers.
Thank you.
You bet,
okay,
sweetheart.
All right.
We love
back
you.
Back and forth. Okay, love you too.
I continually live in my power. Okay, I'm one integrated whole. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yes, ma'am. One integrated whole. Phyllis, what's up?
Oh, hey, Dee. Yeah, I got a lot of answers from all of the callers. I'm calling because I felt this rash on the back side of my neck, and I go to the body book.
It's not
you know,
in the body
look up
book.
It's not, okay.
It's
and
not
I so what I'm getting in these during this call or before the call is that it's related to what we had talked about before, and that's sadness about letting go of stuff because I was been hemming and hawing about booking. Go ahead.
It's mostly about letting go of your limitations, Phyllis.
Okay.
Knowing that, again, you are the powerful God of you that creates you.
Okay. I felt it was related to me not making a decision about going to Hawaii in August.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So you're the God of you that makes your choices. What do you want to choose? You want to go to Hawaii?
Yeah, I totally feel called. I mean, I feel like I'm already packing.
Okay.
It's like
well,
I'm fighting it.
Yeah. See, my pendulum goes to no. So what part of you is in resistance? Oh, I got it. Okay. All the masculine Phyllis that existed when you were in Hawaii, now's your opportunity to bring in the balance of masculine feminine. And it's a real opportunity in Hawaii for you to do that.
Okay.
Now how does it feel? Can you feel the resistance lift when I say that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. That's what it's about. You know, just because you're going back to a place that defined you in a certain way previously does not mean you have to create you and the definition of you in the same way now.
That's so
got
funny
it?
You bring up math. Yeah, I got it. I'm just laughing because I was looking at, I could just go camp on Marine Corps base originally, but tonight, you know, it's masculine energy for sure.
Yep. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
All right. All right. Love you too. Bye-bye.
God, what a show. All right. Got room for one more in a hurry. Johanna in Florida, what's up?
Hi, Dee. What a great show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to be my energy. I feel like everyone's talked about this, and I have taken notes and heard what you've had to say. But physically, I've just felt like really tired a lot, and my heel on my right foot, an old injury has returned, heel spurs. And I'm doing the exercises that have helped it before. And I'm leaving to go to New Mexico and for a visit and to a convention. And I'm wondering if there's anything.
Well, that's what it's about, is going to New Mexico. Mexico, but leaving to go. What's the convention for?
It's an Al-Anon convention.
Okay. And that's what it's about, Johanna. Okay, and it's exactly what I was just talking to Phyllis about. Just because you're going to an Al-Anon convention does not mean you have to any longer define yourself in the way you defined yourself with alcohol. You don't want, you're digging in your heels and going, I'm not that anymore. I'm not ever going to be that anymore. I'm creating me as free and well, they're giving me the word sober. Do you understand?
I mean, I'm not the drinker.
I know.
I mean, I have other addictions, but yeah. Okay. No, I relate to the sober. That's the perfect word because I felt like an addict in other behaviors. I had been participating in.
Yeah,
so
that is the only thing that I disagree with Alcoholics Anonymous. Because from the standard of my work, if you keep saying I am an alcoholic, then you keep reminding your brain. And I understand because my dad was involved, my brother was involved, we were all involved. I understand why they do that. That's to keep you on your toes so you're vigilant and knowing that, you know, that you're always at risk. But that's not what we want to create, Joanna.
Right. Well, I'm also going to be visiting my son and checking in on the house and my property that's at a friend's.
Yeah, it's not about that. It's,
to be moved. No.
It's just about you recreating the definition of who you are. And
okay.
If you can do that while you're involved in participating, that's fine. But right now, that's what your heel's about. You're literally going, no, I am the creator of me. I am creating more positively now. I am creating
me sober. So do you think
sober.
It would be better for me not, excuse me, do you think it would be better for me to not go to the convention?
That's not the highest question. What's better for you is to live your life knowing and being present with what you want to create. So it's a great opportunity for you to go to the convention, stand back in an objective way and go, okay, I hear what they're saying, and who am I?
Okay.
Who am I? Who do I choose to be? How am I creating myself in this moment? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yes,
Thank you, baby.
I can feel it more than understand it.
Well, feeling it is better because it gets you out of your head.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. My God, you guys, let's just balance everything that has come in this show today. We are invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. Say it with me loud and proud. I love me. Woo! Do I love me? And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.